Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
And Leo Schlink does join us from News Limited at Werribee. Leo, we're just struggling to get to Huey Morrison at the moment, but Marmalo out on the track at Werribee this morning.
He was. He went out, and Huey's just picked up his phone, Andrew, so he might be in luck in a sec.
Okay.
So he went out on the synthetic and with Raymond Tusk and just had a bit of a look around. He looked bright. He just looks the same as he has every morning. And Huey said there's nothing wrong with the horse. He's going to press on as though he is running in the cup. And there's obviously a fair bit of water to go under the bridge in terms of possible legal manoeuvres. We don't know exactly how that'll play out. But at this stage, Huey is adamant. There's nothing wrong with the horse. And he's just got to do a few more checks in terms of where they can go with the horse and the clearances they might need before he can race again.
So basically, there were scans taken earlier in the week, and to Racing Victoria chief at Grace Forbes, it showed a problem.
Yeah, two problems. And Huey's vet, Ian Wright, based in Newmarket, says there's only one pre-existing issue. That was part of the dispute, and of course it's exploded since with different views about the way the whole thing's been handled. Grace submitted a report that went to three stewards, headed by Robert Cram, and the decision along with that regarding Ispellini was taken to remove the horses from the race.
Okay, now Huey Morrison, who's probably standing beside you, Leo, but he does join us from Werribee, and we thank him for his time. Huey, good morning. This is not obviously the way that you wanted to work out. Can you bring our listeners up to date? You feel that there's no issue with Marmalo?
Yes, definitely. There's no issue which we have with our horse. He's fit and well and moving as well as he's done for 3 years.
There was a pre-existing issue that came up in the recent scans?
No. This is just normal horse of his age. Things called pod lesions, of which Mr. Ian Wright expresses his view that pod lesions happen with older horses. I think a horse is less likely to have a fracture with a pod lesion.
Okay,
they have claimed that there's an incomplete fracture. If the horse has incomplete fracture, firstly the horse will be able to walk, and secondly it would have showed up on the normal X-ray which we had done the week before.
Okay, and there was nothing shown at that stage?
No, there's nothing shown. The horse is moving better now than he did 2 weeks ago.
So what do you plan to do with the owners? Are you looking at taking legal action?
I'd leave that to... I haven't spoken to them. I'm down at Werribee. I've been speaking to the media, and I'm sure they'll take it forward to the extent that, you know, the horse should be reinstated, and we go on from there.
You obviously feel the same way, though, that off what you're seeing at Werribee in the last couple of hours, that the horse should be allowed to run on Tuesday?
Definitely, yes. But Ian Wright, who's basically the expert on these issues in the world, the greatest expert, said that it's unjustified to stop the horse running next week.
Okay, so you, in a simple way, you'll leave the legal action, if there's any, to the owners, but you feel right now that the horse should be reinstated.
Yeah, definitely. We got, you know, and I think one of the other horse, which is scratched last night, feel the same way, from what I understand, but they can't provide them to their mind.
Yes, understand, Ispellini. All right, so you've worked the horse this morning with Raymond Tusk, and it's just business, and we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah, you know, we're just carrying on as normal. We don't, obviously the Victoria Racing have in the small print the right to scratch a horse, but they didn't give us an opportunity to discuss the report of Grace Forbes and answer that her report. We were basically Dave Berman, our independent report, and we weren't able to see her report. Which is a joke, really.
Understand?
We
I can.
We also asked to do our verbal submissions at this hearing, but if we're here, and you know, given what's happened, I have to suspect that a hearing never took place.
So in summary, Huey, you're basically saying that you're upset with the overall view that they made a decision to withdraw Marmelo, basically even without some consultation with you.
Yes, you know, but what are they frightened of, you know? Are they frightened of that, you know, that... Yeah, exactly, you know, Dr. Falls' summary, we disagree with based on the experts here.
Understand. All right, Huey, we'll wait and see what unfolds over the next few hours. Thanks very much for your time.
Just one other point. Jamie Spear claimed on radio that the horse has got a fracture which will get better. The horse has not got a fracture.
Yep. Okay. You believe that the horse is sound.
The horse hasn't got any issues which are different from what he's had for 3 years. He's a lazy trotter. They know that. They saw that last year. Dr. Grateful proved him last year.
Yeah, understand. Do you think, Huey, that they're changing their mind with the horse and looking at others because of what's happened in the Melbourne Cup the last few years?
I think they're panicking and using the wrong system to find what's wrong with horses. You know, Clifton Mayer, awful thing to say, he broke his shoulder. No CT scan, which is the one available at Werribee, would have shown that problem. So... You know, they're using one bit of equipment which is only checked in.
Understand. Thanks very much, Huey. I can understand your frustration. We'll wait and see how it plays out.
Thank you. Great.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Huey. Huey Morrison there. That line was a bit dicey on our system there. I think it was bouncing all around the world off his UK number. Leo Schlink, you can understand or you can hear his absolute frustration of what's unfolded here.
Absolutely, yeah. He is devastated, along with his wife Mary and the travelling foreman Tom. They're worried about him, given all the work he's done. I think they've taken this as a personal slur. They believe the horse is sound. They'll always believe he is, and they've pointed out that you can put Marmelo on the track on his own, and he just wobbles around and shows very little interest. You put him out there, as they did the other day with Raymond Tusk, and he's suddenly on the ball. And but this is all based on, this decision is based on scans. They are extremely annoyed and devastated.
What do you think, Leo? I mean, we haven't seen the scans, obviously, so we're not knowing what people are looking at here, but he seemed to be very adamant.
Yeah, he is. And he says pod lesions, and he said, in fact, pod lesions is a process where good parts of the bone actually move to bad parts of the bone and strengthen it. And he said that those horses with pod lesions have less chance of breaking down than ones that don't. And the other point he made, just briefly with you there, Andrew, was about Chris Amoan, that the scan last year wouldn't have saved Chris Amoan because of his shoulder, where the injury occurred. These are lower leg injuries, and we've seen four horses come out of the Melbourne Cup field and potentially five with Red Galileo, who was on the fringe. Because of injury, and the irony with Red Galileo was that he scanned out perfectly, yet he's done a cannon bone, and he's now fighting for his life.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard to make comment because we haven't seen the scans. That really spells it out, doesn't it? But he couldn't have been much stronger there, Huey, in regard to saying the horse is a lazy trotter. The horse is no different to any issue that he had 3 years ago, and he was past fit to run in the race last year, and we know that he ran so well. What do you think the owner group will do?
Oh, Dave, I spoke to Ozzie Kahia this morning, and Johnny O'Neill is making similar noises about they're going to explore all their legal avenues. I don't know what it is. We're in uncharted territory here, Andrew, I'm not sure where it goes from here. Jamie Spear said this morning that the is no avenue of appeal to reinstate the horse in the race. It's been based on a veterinary decision. And of course, by their very nature, I guess veterinary decisions are impartial, and we've had Ian Wright on one side of the world say one thing and Grace Forbes on the other say another. So that's where it sits, and Marmelo at this stage is out of the Melbourne Cup along with Ispellini.
Charlie Appleby has put out a release, which I read to our listeners. It's obviously said, obviously disappointing that Isbellini will miss the Melbourne Cup, but the welfare of the horse always comes first. We abide with racing jurisdictions around the world. That's, some would say, a Godolphin line, but that's what Charlie Appleby has said on the record.
Yes, I know that Chris Connett down here this morning, Andrew, said the horse hasn't had a lame day, but they abide by the decisions that have been made. But I think reading between the lines, they are also extremely disappointed that their horse won't be going to the great race on Tuesday.
Okay, high drama there around this. It's obviously a story that's going to develop if they end up in some way taking any legal action. But at this stage, it appears that these two horses are out. Anything else? I know you've been chasing that down in the last few hours, but has there been anything else?
Well, Murder Glass, he's been doing just chugging along nicely. And just for a Caulfield Cup winner at Werribee, probably the pick of the internationals in a sense, just been very little focus on him. And for me, he looks even better now than he did a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, obviously there's a few doubts around some of the horses. Angel of Truth, is it? So a few of the internationals down here are maybe tailoring their programs accordingly. And if one more were to come out, Downdraft probably wouldn't go to the Hotham Handicap at the weekend. And it opens up, of course, the horses such as True Self right on the edge there, just outside the field as it stands right now. So quite a few nervous people here at the moment. But for the Aidan O'Brien camp and the Joseph O'Brien camp, everything's going along swimmingly. But the horse that probably caught the eye this morning, just the way he looked, was Murder Glass. Looked magnificent.
Okay, I had a number of texts to Aidan O'Brien, who's in America for the Breeders' Cup. He's confirming at this stage that Magic Wand does line up in the Melbourne Cup, possibly Ryan Moore. Il Paradiso is Wayne Lawden, and Hunting Horn at this stage is Seamus Heffernan. But always, as we stress with Aidan, things can change. But at this point, Magic Wand certainly at this point is lining up in the Melbourne Cup when that final field comes out. And as we've learnt with these two horses coming out overnight, Marmello and Isbellini, North Bosque won't line up in the Hotham. They've decided to go straight to the Melbourne Cup now that it's in, and Luke Nolan takes the ride. And the other one that we chased down this morning... what was the other one that was in the got into the Melbourne Cup now, Leo?
So we got near that
sound. Sound. Yeah, Murray. They're still tossing it around whether they line up on Saturday or go straight there. At this point, they haven't made a final decision there, so we'll wait and see what unfolds. Dramatic. You could hear it. The line wasn't the best, but you could hear it that Huey Morrison was far than happy, and we're just going to have to wait and see. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens, whether they end up finding a legal action or not. But at this stage, Marmello and Isbellini are out of the Melbourne Cup. Leo, thanks for your time. If there's any change, please let us know.
Absolutely, Andrew.